You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Why did Christ say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As quoted in Matthew 27 and in reference to Psalm 22. Do you want me to click on?
Yes.
Cool. I like this idea. All right. So one of the amazing things about the Psalms is that we're truly indebted to them for revealing to us the mind and the feelings of the Messiah, especially in these most challenging moments. And Psalm 22 is probably one of the most detailed messianic prophecies that we have. Now, unfortunately, I think some have tried to explain away this statement, saying, well, Jesus didn't really say it or he couldn't have meant it. I think the truth is the absolute opposite. Not only does Psalm 22 foretell Christ's words, but Matthew 27 records exactly that. That's what he said. Now, Jesus didn't say this just to fulfill Psalm 22. He said it, brothers and sisters and young people, because it was an expression of how he felt at the time. Jesus said this because he felt vulnerable, he felt weak, and he felt in desperate need of God's help and deliverance. And I think we just need to take a step back and think what he was going through at this time. You know, his disciples didn't even understand that he was going to be taken and crucified. In fact, they'd actually argued who would be the greatest at the moment of that Last Supper. Christ had warned them that night that all the disciples would be offended and would be scattered. And yet, when he said that, particularly in John 16, he says, when you would be scattered, it says, and you will leave me alone. And that's the word or the idea of being forsaken. It means to be left alone. So Judas, one of the 12, had just betrayed him. He'd just been unjustly put on the trial before the Jews and the Gentiles. He was despised and rejected of men, Isaiah 53 says. The people who had thrown palm, leaves in front of him as he came in on the ass, had sung Hosanna, King of Israel, had now cried out before him, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. And there hanging on the cross, they mocked him and despised him. In fact, what they said on the cross is highly important and significant. In fact, Psalm 22 records a lot of these things that he went through. But in verse 7, they would mock him by saying, he trusted in Yahweh, let him deliver him if he delight in him. It's as if to say, well, if he's not there with you, stopping you from going through this experience, then God has left you. And Psalm 42 actually records on two occasions, in verse 3 and verse 10, it says, while they say, where is thy God? In other words, they were mocking and claiming that God had forsaken him at this time. So of course, brothers and sisters and young people, he would feel forsaken. That's exactly the way we would feel. And that's the point that Jesus' words are trying to illustrate for us. Because Paul says in Hebrews 4 that we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. But Psalm 22 is quoted not just because it captures his struggle. It's because Psalm 22 captures the answer and the strength behind what God would do with him. There's the question in verse 1 and 2, has God forsaken him? Is God not listening to his cries? But yet if you have a look at verse 11 and verse 19, it actually says on two occasions, the cry came up from Jesus, be not far from me. In other words, there was the recognition that only God was there with him. And please don't go away from me, for trouble is near and there's no one else to help. It was a true recognition that God was his only help and was there. And when we get to the end of the psalm, particularly verse 21, where it then pivots and shows now what happened after these events, it says very clearly, you have heard me. The answer to verse 2 ultimately is here in the psalm. And then verse 24 is the crowning glory. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. He didn't hide his face. He didn't actually turn away from him. He was there. For when he cried, he heard. And that's why Psalm 22 proves that God was with him, leading him through those experiences and telling him all that would befall him. And so significantly, back in John chapter 16, verse 32, where he actually told the disciples that they would scattered and leave him alone, the next few words are very powerful. Jesus emphatically tells them, but I'm not alone. He says, because the Father is with me. So even Christ recognized that God would be with him. In John 8, it's actually repeated again. In the context of the Son of Man being lifted up, he actually says, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. So Christ did know and understand that he was going to be there. So Jesus' cry was one of how he was feeling forsaken by all those around him, and he was seeking God's assurance at that moment. And in the same way, we can understand him say, Father, if it's possible, take away this cup. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. It is not wrong to feel weakness. It's not wrong to feel that you want that to be taken away. But we actually see the victory of God's strength being made perfect in weakness. So the importance of this for us is, again, what Paul goes on in Hebrews 4 to say. Yes, we have a high priest that's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but therefore let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace into our time of need. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at ftf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.